In recent years, Singapore and retail and F&B sector have faced an unprecedented contraction, reflecting rising operation costs and shifting consumer behavior. In 2024 alone, over 3,000 F&B outlets closed, marking the highest annual shutdown rate since 2005. By early 2025, the contraction continued. These closures spanned from hawker stores to mid-market brands to Michelin-star restaurants. Several factors underpin this alarming trend. Staffing and labor costs has increased. So are utilities, ingredients, transport, and so on. They have escalated after the infamous GST hike. All this cut into business profitability. This is further exacerbated with Singaporeans going in droves to JB for their weekly grocery, shopping, dining, to even nightlife. I'm one good example. Yet rental still make up a big chunk of expenses. Commercial rents have surged, with landlords imposing steep hikes, some exceeding 50%. This led to squeezing margin for small businesses. In the end, they need to raise costs. If you are going to sell a hot dog for $8 in a Pasar Malam setting, sorry ho, $8 can eat a proper McDonald's set meal that come with a drink. Yamo gao cho ah. That's why the rising rental is a correlation to rising shophouse prices. This is surely a cause of concern when individuals and companies are chunking them for a huge profit. Here, how do we control shophouse prices, especially retail spaces? Well, let LME Kokor share with you this. For goodness sake, just introduce SSD on this segment. Just like what the authority did on industrial space back in 2013. This will cool this red hot segment. Singapore is really a boring place to start with. With more closure, our city center will be hollowing out. And when tourists complain that Singapore has nothing much to do, we better pay attention. We could be losing our very own competitive edge with an ever-increasing rising cost. Even a journalist had asked about the rising rental in this press conference during the introduction of the Singapore Economic Strategy Review Committee. However, it's very unfortunate. This pressing question that affects Singapore SMEs and Singaporeans is not directly addressed. I have left the links in the description below. You make your own judgment.
Hi, this is Sigurd from CNA Digital. I have a question about how Singapore can position itself as a startup hub and also attract more investments. So I think businesses have, over the years, talked about challenges such as rising business costs, such as rent, and a tight manpower market. So rental, for example, has been discussed quite prominently as a reason why some of the local businesses are unable to sustain themselves. So how prominently will these two issues be tackled by the relevant committees?